This portion of the broadcast has been pre-recorded. It's Fire Week, and you probably noticed some of our local firefighters having some friendly competitions going up against each other. But you know, seriously, we wanted to take a look at some of the sacrifices that our firefighters make for us all the time. I'm Brittany Madera, your host, and the show, Contact, focusing on our firefighters. We'll be hearing from three different firefighters, starting off with the Dubois City Fire Department Chief, Tony Roy, followed up by Dana Smith from Sandy Township, and rounding it off with Brockway's Chief, Michael Hoskovich. The show, Contact, this portion brought to us by Lifespan Family Services, Adoption and Foster Care.
Each day in Pennsylvania, there's at least 15,000 children taken from their homes due to abuse or neglect. Foster parents provide homes to these needy children. Lifespan Family Services trains, supports, and compensates foster parents to address this problem. Call Lifespan Family Services today at 375-1314 or drop in at the Dubois Mall or at Lane Avenue in Punxsutawney. Lifespan Family Services, helping people help children every day. 375-1314.
And as we're showing our appreciation for our firefighters here in Dubois this week, we brought on the line a couple different chiefs, including, of course, from our very own city of Dubois, our Chief Tony Roy from the Dubois Fire Department. So good morning.
Good morning.
So first of all, let's start with the very, very basics. What does your department do? And for here in Dubois, what kind of calls do you typically handle?
In the city, we run a lot of automatic alarms, motor vehicle accidents, carbon monoxide calls, just your basic run-of-the-mill, ordinary, day-to-day stuff. Obviously, structure fires if somebody has one.
Wow. For somebody like me to hear you say, you know, day-to-day stuff, rescuing people, it seems like a lot. And I think one thing that maybe stood out to me of what you just said is it's not all just fires.
No. By no means, it's not just fires.
I mean, I think people realize this, especially if you've ever seen the scene of an accident before. You likely will see a fire crew there responding to a motor vehicle accident. Why is that?
Patient care, fluid control. We're there. You know, the first person you see usually is the firefighter, you know, in case you are in an accident. So we're there to calm people down and do what we can.
Tony, what would you say is the most difficult part of being a firefighter?
I really can't say what the most difficult thing would be. Everybody's different. You know, what might be difficult for me might be not be difficult for somebody else.
Well, that's okay. Well, let me flip it around on you then.
Yeah, flip it around.
What's your favorite part? What do you really enjoy doing?
The friends you make. I guess with being a volunteer outfit, everybody comes from everywhere else. The helping people, helping community, you know, the sense of gratification you get from doing that. The friends you make are lifelong. You know, I've been a member for 28 years, and you know, I've met people through the fire department that I never would have met in ordinary life that have helped me personally and professionally.
And I guess knowing that these are volunteers, that makes us a little more mindful. Everybody really wants to be there, and it's a sacrifice to be there.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And the time away from your family, you know, the missed meals, the missed ball games, whatever, with your family, and you know, it adds up sometimes, but you know, when you sign up for it, you take that pledge to do what we do.
Now, for somebody who, like me, I don't have any firefighting experience, what's something maybe a little unexpected that I might not realize as just an everyday person who doesn't do this kind of stuff?
The training involved that you have to do this job, obviously, it's continual. We train weekly, monthly. Training to become a firefighter, to know what you got to do right now, is over 200 hours that you have to put in just to get the necessary training.
Let me ask you this. Is there a specific kind of person that really excels at being a firefighter, or is there either a skill or even a personality trait that makes you a good firefighter, a good first responder?
I think it's just a willingness to want to help, because you don't see one type of personality across the board in the fire service.
Yeah.
You got all kinds, you know, quiet ones, you know, loud, obnoxious ones that are always in the front and doing this or doing that. But no, it takes all kinds, and it's just a willingness to help.
Yeah, that's the common thread. If somebody wants to go through that training, and whether they are the quiet type or the little more bombastic type, there is a spot for you there if you are willing to do that. So what's your best advice for somebody who might want to take that step and become a firefighter?
The best advice I can give is just go to your local fire station and knock on the door. Somebody's usually at stations. Get an application, fill it out. The fulfillment you'll get in the long run usually outweighs any negatives that come along the way.
And for the average everyday person, maybe we can't make that commitment to becoming a firefighter, but what else can we do to make your lives a little bit easier just in our everyday lives?
The biggest thing I notice right now with the general public is not paying attention while responding to calls. If you're driving down the road, people don't move over like you're supposed to. You're supposed to pull to the right and stop when an emergency vehicle passes. People are doing that less and less these days.
Really?
Yes. I don't know if it's the everybody's got so much going on now, or they're making cars so soundproof. Just a little more situational awareness if you do hear a siren to move to the right and clear the way, whether it be fire department, police, or EMS services.
Yeah, and that's for a good reason. That response time is, it needs to be, you need to be responding right within minutes.
Correct.
Thank you so much. Thanks sincerely for spending some time with me.
Oh, absolutely. Not a problem. Enjoyed it.
Now, that was Chief Tony Roy. He's the chief of the Dubois City Fire Department. We're going to turn it over to Sandy Township. On the phone line this morning with Dana Smith, he is from Sandy Township, serving a wide variety and wearing a wide variety of hats there for the fire department and for the Swift Water Rescue Team in Treasure Lake. So good morning, Dana. First of all, I'm going to have you explain what all you do there, because it is quite a few things that you actually help out with.
Well, just like all my brother and sister firefighters, we wear multiple hats. Particularly, I'm a deputy chief with Oklahoma Fire Company. I'm president of the Sandy Township Department, and I'm chief of both the Swiftwater Rescue for Sandy Township and also for a six-county Swiftwater Rescue Regional Task Force.
Wow. Okay, so we're going to hone in, first of all, for the fire departments and on the, you know, the fire truck kind of side of things before we get into the water portion of it. But what kind of calls for those fire departments, what kind of calls typically do you handle in Sandy Township?
I would say that there's really never a typical call, but the general categories, we handle obviously the fire, but fire gets subdivided as well. We handle structure fire. We have what we call high hazard boxes, would be things like nursing homes and schools where there's lots and lots of occupants, special needs occupants, things like that. We also have wildfire capability. We do a lot of rural firefighting because, as you know, Sandy Township isn't all hydranted. And, so there's a lot of different types of fires that we can be involved with. Vehicle fires, another example of fire. We do a multitude of rescue calls. We can have everything from, you know, trench entrapments. Maybe a worker is working inside a ditch of some type. It collapses. It could be a type of rescue call. We do cover a lot of interstates, so we have high-speed vehicle collisions where trapped or somehow entangled in the vehicles and so forth, and we have to work to get them out. We have the water rescue component. Swift water, but it could actually end up being ice rescue. It could be flat water, like the different lakes we have, Treasure Lake, Sebula Lake, and it could be rivers and things during floods and so forth. And then it can get down to the silly stuff. We have the cat in the tree, the dog caught under the porch, the little kid who gets his head stuck in the railing, just a multitude. Anything you could possibly imagine could be covered by what we do.
Wow, that is... That's a very long list of things that you could potentially cover. And then, of course, the water rescue goes kind of in a different direction as well, right?
That's correct. It's a subdivision, but like so many things in the fire company, the subdivisions all require extensive, more thorough training to be able to handle that contingency.
So with everything that you could potentially do, what do you think is the most difficult part of it all, of being a firefighter?
I think the time requirement just in general, and the times that things do happen are always the most inconvenient. They're during the, you know, the bar mitzvah, the birthday party, the Thanksgiving dinner, and so forth. And it tags into not only who we are as individuals, but who we are as a family unit as well. Our families, our wives, our children, they make the same sacrifices that we make. They may do it a slightly different way, but the most difficult thing is just the amount of time, and especially when it interferes with family time.
Yeah. Now, in light of that, clearly you keep doing it for some reason. So what is your favorite part of it? What makes it worthwhile?
Well, I think the camaraderie, the brotherhood and sisterhood of the people that you work with, knowing that those people have your back in circumstances that literally can be life and death, and the camaraderie that is formed through that. And then we don't get a lot of thanks, and we don't do it for the thanks, but every now and again, and we just had a real recent example of this. We were involved. It was a very large process recently where we were looking for a young man that was lost. And I mean, we had state police helicopters, we had the water team, we had Elkland Search and Rescue, we had the four companies from the fire department, the Dubois City Police, the Sandy Township Police. I mean, just dog teams, just so many things that came together, and watching that come together and actually work as you want it to work. You know, we had our county EMA, we had our local EMA directors and things there. At the end of that, the father of the young man that was missing came back with tears in his eyes at our debriefing meeting to thank us. And the look in his eyes actually chokes me up. I mean, to see the gratefulness of your fellow human beings in their worst days is probably one of the most rewarding things that can happen to us.
That is incredible. Now, Dana, for somebody who, like me, I've never had any hands-on firefighting experience, what's something unexpected that just I might not realize that you do?
Well, you know, we deal with hazardous materials. You know, if you would watch what comes across our interstate and through our rail systems and realize the potential disasters that are there every minute of every day, you know, we always talk about, you know, the thin blue line of our wonderful police forces and things. And of course, we call ourselves the red line. And it's just that first line of defense, literally, for anything and everything that could go wrong in one of our citizens' days.
Wow. So if somebody wants to be that kind of incredible helper, where you are part of that red line, what's your best advice for somebody who wants to be a firefighter? And let me ask you this as well. Is there a best candidate? Is there somebody who, whether it's a personality type or just a skill set, who makes a good firefighter?
Well, that's a great question, and one I just want to take a little bit of time on, because I think it's so important that people often see us bigger than life, and we're not. We're just the average, everyday person that's your neighbor. And the interesting thing about it is we always say there's a job and a place for anybody in the fire department. The guys tease me a lot of times. I absolutely hate going up in the air. You know, you think of firefighters and ladders, and you know, we always joke, if I'm on a ladder, you know, it's a really, really bad day. And if you see me with a tool in my hand, you probably ought to, you know, grab a foxhole. But by the same token, I have other skill sets that fit in. So it doesn't matter. You know, maybe you don't see yourself going in a burning building that's collapsing around you. That's fine. We have, you know, all sorts of things, from the typical gopher, you know, go get this, go get that, traffic control. We have public relations people. We have accountability, where you make sure that every single person that's going in a building is accounted for, and when they come out, that you know they've come out safely. And if something bad happens, you can let command know exactly who's still in and where they're at. If you like ladders and going up in the air, you can be part of a truck company. if you like swimming and you've been a lifeguard, maybe you want to be part of swift water rescue. If you want to be that guy or girl that goes inside, you want to be a part of an engine company. If you've driven truck your whole life and you really don't want to get involved in those other things and you want to drive one of our tankers to one of our rural fire situations, there's literally something for anybody that wants to be involved. So the thing that you need is the desire to serve your fellow man. And if you are willing to do that, we'll find a place for you.
That is so good to know. Now, for everyday people, because not everybody realistically is going to become a firefighter, what can we do to make your lives a little bit easier, even if it's just something to be mindful of?
Well, I think the thing is have patience in emergency situations. So many people on the roadways, if the road gets blocked, and, you know, we've literally had times when we say to people, the road is blocked, there's tractor trailers across the road, you cannot go this way. And their answer is, but I have to get to work. And it's like, I understand that. However, the road is closed. You're going to go 15 minutes out of your way and take a different path. Another thing, you know, and this is so important. When the pagers go off and there's actually a call, you might see a red light going south on a street and another red light going north on the street. Well, the red light going north might be going to the call to try to be the first one there to start giving updates and getting control of the situation and taking command. The red light going south on the street might be going to their station to make sure one of their engines gets out to go to the fire. And people should simply remember the basic rule, the law, that you are to pull to the signal, pull to the right, and come to a complete stop. And that allows us to get our personal vehicles around. It also, keep in mind that the fire truck's carrying lots of very heavy. They can't make decisions in a split second and can make that piece of apparatus stop. Get out of the way, come to a stop so we know what you're doing. Slowing down and continuing to drive is not a good thing. We may need to make a right turn as we're passing you, and we can't do that if you continue to move. Don't stop at the top of a hill or on a bad curve. Try to find a good place to pull off where we can actually see and get around. That's probably the single biggest thing, is you yield to the emergency vehicles.
And that's
other than just patience with us. Understand we're doing the best we can under trying circumstances, and it might inconvenience you.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing that we can do, and that's certainly a small thing that we can do in return for, you know, everything that our firefighters are doing for us. So thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning. Dana, is there anything that you expected me to ask or that you wanted to talk about that we didn't get a chance to?
No, we certainly appreciate and we get a ton of community support as groups such as you know, you and the different radio stations, TV stations, newspapers and things. But we also get a ton of support from the individuals in the community. And a lot of folks do say thanks, and a lot of people, make an effort to come up and you know, just tell you that they're proud that you do that. So, you know, continue to do that to the folks that you know. And other than that, you know, we just appreciate everything that our community does. We hope that we can give a little bit of that back to you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much again.
Absolutely. My pleasure, Brittany. Thanks for taking the time to think about us in this special week of celebration.
Now that was Dana Smith from Sandy Township. We're going to wrap up Contact this week, Fire Week, with Fire Chief from Brockway, Michael Hoskovich. Department. So good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. And thank you sincerely for what you do. We've been, you know, really taking our time to find out what goes on at a fire department. So let me ask you just kind of a basic question. In Brockway, what kind of fire calls do you handle?
Well, we respond to quite a variety of emergency situations, obviously from any type of fire to vehicle rescue to any type of rescue, you know, we're involved. Hazardous materials responses, even down to your, believe it or not, bird in the tree.
Yeah.
People still call for that. You always hear you have a bird in the tree, cat in the tree. We've had bees in the trees. You name it. If somebody needs the fire department, we are there.
I was going to ask, is that something that actually people call about? And I guess so.
People call the fire department for quite a variety of situations.
Yeah, well, we are glad that you are there to answer the call. You know, as much as we're laughing about some of the smaller calls that you take, there are so many difficult parts of the job, and it's I'm sure it's not always an easy situation that you're responding to. What would you say is the most difficult part of being a firefighter?
Being a volunteer firefighter, one of the most difficult things is obviously you're on call 24/7. You have family gatherings that are interrupted. You have sleep that's interrupted. And, you know, you have to be prepared for somebody's worst day. So you have to put yourself into the best mindset to prepare and go mitigate somebody's worst day. That is one of the hardest parts of being a firefighter is just preparing yourself for somebody's worst day.
In light of that, there also has to be a reason why you keep going. I mean, clearly you keep doing this. And so what's your favorite part? What makes it worthwhile?
Being around everybody at the fire station, you know, it's a family. You know, anybody who's been a part of a team, you know, been in the military, you know, any type of social group, whatever, it's being a part of a team. You know, you grow very close with the men and women that you work with daily. You know, you go into some very stressful situations and, you know, it's a bit of a pun, but you have relationships that are literally forged by fire. And, you know, being inside a burning building, working as a team together, you know, that forms a bond that's pretty unbreakable. And, you know, you really go the extra mile for your brother or sister who's there beside you, you know, and once you've been through that with somebody, it's a pretty life-changing thing. So those are the things that bond you. Those are the things that really keep you there, because and those people are there for you day in and day out. Whatever you're going through in life, they're always there for you, and you can always depend on them. That's what keeps a lot of us going. That's what keeps me there. And obviously, to serve our community, you know, you have to have, you know, a want and a drive to be able to, you know, serve your fellow man.
Now, if somebody wants to be the kind of person who responds in those situations, what do you think is your best advice for someone who wants to become a firefighter? And let me also ask you this. Is there a best candidate? Is there a personality trait or a skill set that makes somebody a good firefighter or a good first responder in general?
You have to have the mindset to want to help, first of all. And with that mindset, to have an open mind to new things. Those are the people we're all looking for. Somebody who wants to try something new and help their community. And they have to be willing to put themselves out there to do whatever. You know, you don't necessarily have to go into a burning building. If you want to drive apparatus, great. If you just want to come and join to help with fundraising, great. You know, we have members that are from, you know, that are CEOs the whole way down to, you know, a store clerk. So, and it takes everybody. So as long as you have an open mind and are willing to work hard, you know, and commit yourself, that's the best candidate you can have.
What can the average everyday person who isn't a firefighter, what can we do to make your lives a little easier?
A lot of times just a thank you is makes our lives real easy, because you don't always get told thanks, you know. And I get phone calls like that all the time. You know, what can we do to help you guys? And, you know, don't be modest, because we're all modest. We're all humble. Now we're good. Now we're good. You know, if you hear that fire whistle go off and you see on social media that, you know, there's a big incident, you know, your local firefighter is going to be out for a while, stop by the station. You want to bring something to drink, bring them something to drink. You know, you want to bring them a sandwich, bring them a sandwich. There's nothing better than coming back to the fire station after you've been out for hours to have, you know, something cool to drink, you know, get something in your stomach. That right there goes a long way. You know, we do what we do because we love it. You know, we love our communities. You know, we do our best to serve the best that we can. You know, it's really a privilege to do what we do, because not everybody can do it. Any support that, you know, the citizens can give their local fire departments is much appreciated.
Well, and we certainly do appreciate them. That's Chief Michael Hoskovich from the Brockway Volunteer Fire Department. We also heard from Dana Smith from Sandy Township Fire Department and Chief of the Dubois City Fire Department, Tony Roy. A big thank you to all of them for lending their voices this morning. I'm Brittany Madera, the host of Contact, celebrating and honoring Fire Week. This portion of Contact brought to us by Community County Services, family-based mental health.
Hi, folks. Are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.
This portion of the broadcast has been pre-recorded.